You could just sit down. Of course you won't.
Why would you?
You think this is a trap. Of course it's a trap. You're walking around so hyper-aware. Adrenaline maxed out. Taking in every little detail. Because you have no idea what's going on. That's a new experience, isn't it? Being uncertain. Being unsure. I've never seen you like this before. Sweet. Sweet. You are a trained killer. And I think you're sweet. This is new. This is unfamiliar, and I like it. I like it. Should I take pity on you? Should I enlighten you? Fill in all the details. I don't know if I should, because I kind of like you like this. But I see the shadows under your eyes. I see the wariness in your gaze. Don't worry, it's not obvious. I just know you so well. Of course I do. You're my nemesis. And I am yours. You know me. But I'm acting very out of character. Hence the uncertainty. Fine. Let me furnish you with the missing information. This is not a trap. Now, you don't want to believe me, but you do because I'm not lying. You know when I'm lying. Because it's part of the game. It's part of what we do. It's our thing. We flirt and lie. We try to kill each other. Never quite succeeding. Which is curious because we are both very good at what we do. Yet when it comes to killing each other, not so good at what we do. I know you down to your very bones. And you know me down to my very bones. So what the hell is going on? Well, it was you. It's always been you, but when you look at me, I forget to breathe. I stutter and I stumble. I shiver and I tremble. Which is a little inconvenient. But then you do the same. We just don't admit it. We're very good at that. Not admitting things. It's what we do. It's our thing. And it is so tedious. It's so beyond tedious. Aren't you tired? And I know you are. And I'll know if you lie, so just don't. Aren't you tired? Tired of everything. Tired of denying yourself. Holding back. Tired of subliminating the emotions. We both have reputations. And we lean into them. But we never really examine them. We never dig deep into the reasons why. Why would we? If we were to do so, it would be messy and it would throw things off. But I did. I did. I'm sure you have psychological evaluations too. We both know that they are just exercises in paperwork. We're not really meant to spill our guts. We're not meant to work through our emotions. We're not meant to have emotions. We are killers. We are knives. We are weapons. We're not soft and talky. So when I started talking, they were shocked, ill-prepared. And once I started talking, I couldn't stop. And what did I talk about? I talked about you. I couldn't stop. It wasn't all nice and pretty, of course. There was a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, a lot of rage. But beneath that, there was want and need. There was love. And that is what got me put behind a desk. They couldn't trust me in the field, you see. I had become irrational. Because I was being honest. I adore you. I love you. Now, don't be mistaken. I'm not suddenly a nice person, a good person. I'm not the girl next door. I'm still a mess, just as you're a mess. You don't get so good at killing people without really fucking yourself up. I'm done with denying it. I'm done with hiding it. I'm done being your nemesis because I don't want to. It's not a healthy relationship. Not that I have any idea what makes a healthy relationship. But self-denial, that can't be it. The flirting. The want, the need, the longing, the pining. I pine for you. The jealousy. Oh, the jealousy. The sublimination. Why? Why, when all I want is you, all I need is you, and I know you feel the same, and you know I feel the same, because we both know. And that is what is so stupid. Do I want to stop killing people? No. Do I want to stop trying to not kill you? Yes, because I'm really good at killing people. And I have to make it look good when I fail to kill you. And why bother? Why be your nemesis when I want to be your girl? I want to be your girl. Because, let's face it, I'm already your girl. In every single way, apart from being honest, I am your girl. And I'm missing out on all the good bits. The bickering. The kissing. The cuddling. I'm actually really cuddly. I love you. And I am simply not going to be your nemesis anymore. I am your ally. I'm on your side. I am your girl. Now, of course you don't believe me. Of course you don't believe me, because why would you? Because you won't allow yourself to. Because you know I'm not lying, but you can't allow yourself to accept that I'm not lying, because we're really fucked up. But I am. I'm yours. And so, I'm here, on your side. And I'm going to help you complete all your assignments, and I'm going to keep you safe, and I'm going to cook for you. That I will get better. I don't cook much, but YouTube is very, very informative. So next time the toast won't be so burnt, and the coffee won't be burnt, and the eggs won't be burnt. And the bacon, and the mushrooms, and the tomatoes. It's all burnt. How about we go to Greg's? I love Greg's. Do you like Greg's? Have you been to Greg's? We should go to Greg's. I know, this is all very weird. Very, very weird, because I was your nemesis and now I'm your girl and I want to buy you breakfast because I burnt breakfast and I broke into your apartment, which I shouldn't know about, but of course I know about because you know about my apartment. And so breakfast, you could probably do with it. Greg's? Good. And of course I know you're just playing along at this point. But I'll take what I can get. Because I'm your girl. I'm all yours and you are all mine. You just have to work up to admitting it. Also, can I just say your armory? Of course I found it. I went through all your things. Of course I did. Of course I did. Are you really that surprised? But your armory is very comprehensive and just so impressive. But it could benefit from a few additions. So I have a few additions. No, I'm not insulting your armory. Are we bickering? We're bickering. This. I love you. And I bought you guns. Lots of guns. You don't need all of them, but guns and knives and a flamethrower, because I noticed that you didn't have one. And I know why, they can be very unreliable, but I actually designed one and, well, I designed one for you because you didn't have one. So I'll tell you all about it over breakfast.
I love you.
I really do.
I know you love me too.
Am I that confident? When it comes to you?
Yes, I am.
So, breakfast.